The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Ro. How are you?
Well, guys, I enjoyed that. I mean, a little known fact, I'm such a rock chick that there was much singing and fake drumming happening.
You play air guitar, too?
I play air guitar, I play air tambourine. I'm particularly good at that. And the drums. Who'd have thunk it, guys?
Yeah, all at once, that's great. That's serious talent, with all those instruments in there.
Yeah, you see, and then I just come along with my kazoo and, you know, playing the fool.
Yeah, I play the cellophane paper comb. I'm really good at it.
Rolene, let's get serious for a minute. Ukrainian President Zelensky gave quite a heated speech to the Knesset lawmakers yesterday. So what were the main points that he made?
Okay, so it has been, as you can imagine, quite the talked about speech. So we had 112 out of 120 Knesset members joining him via Zoom. We had several members of the Joint Arab List who boycotted. They say that they blame NATO for the current Russian invasion of Ukraine. But he made his speech shorter than most speeches that he has been giving over the past couple of weeks, but it was quite harsh and really has had mixed reactions. So some of the more controversial comments that he made was that he likened Russia's actions in Ukraine to the final solution. In fact, he used the words final solution, which of course to many is seen not just as incomparable to the Holocaust, but to the point of Holocaust revisionism, which is one of the criticisms that he is getting. He also said to Israel, why have you not sent military aid? Which, you know, we understand, and the response of the lawmakers has been quite mixed. While many understand that Zelensky is a man literally fighting for the life of his country and his own life, to apportion the blame kind of, or to single out Israel was grossly unfair. Because after this, he spoke to Reuters and kind of backtracked with his messaging. He also said that, you know, Israel, you've got your iron domes and you know how to fight. You're going to have to make the choices and live with it. He opened his speech talking about Golda Meir and also saying that Russian troops and Russian military are firing very close to Uman, which is considered quite holy for many Jews, as well as Babi Yar. He referenced Babi Yar. So that kind of language was expected, but the harshness of his tone currently or was unexpected. He also said, you know, you can't moderate between good and evil, which is kind of being seen as a reference to Israel's moderation efforts. Having said that, he did speak afterwards to Reuters and completely backtracked on his comments. So we understand that perhaps this was maybe a PR ploy. The Prime Minister earlier today said, you know, we cannot judge him for his comments about the Holocaust. You know, none of us are in his position, and Israel will continue to support Ukraine. We will continue to send aid. You know, we are not standing by idly or silent, and that we will continue to send the humanitarian aid that we are sending. Yair Lapid, the foreign minister, tweeted after that. He said, we will continue to support Ukraine in every way that we can, and opening up his speech, introducing him, Mickey Levy, the Speaker of the Knesset, said, you know, we condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which is a breach of international law, and we acknowledge and we recognize Ukrainian sovereignty over their territory.
Yeah, Rolene, let me just add to that, if I might. He's been on quite a round of speeches between the European Parliament and the British House of Commons and the United States Congress, Israel, and he has several others on his schedule. You have to feel for him in his position. His country is under not just imminent threat, it under existential threat, and he's asking everybody to deliver things that various politicians in those countries have already said they can't deliver fighter jets from European nations, no-fly zones from the United States. And, you know, this is, he has no choice. He has to say these things. And it's up to people, I think, to interpret it. But let's turn to another issue which you've identified, and that's the annual the annual violence festival that comes up this time of year with regard to
Ramadan,
which shifts through the calendar but is close to Passover, Pesach this year too.
Before I get to that, I just want to clarify something for our listeners, because, you know, a lot of people have responded with a lot of offense to Zelensky's comments. He did backtrack, and he did say, you know, Israel has its interest, its strategy to protect its citizens. We understand all of it, and we're grateful to Prime Minister Bennett for finding a way of holding talks, and maybe we will have talks with Russia possibly in Jerusalem. And literally an hour ago, Prime Minister Bennett announced that, you know, there is a possibility of him going to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. So I just want to make that very, very clear for all it's worth. Let's talk Ramadan, because we are fast approaching Pesach or Passover and Ramadan, and every year we see this uptick in violence, and it is a concern. We know that our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid was in Jordan speaking to King Abdullah just a couple of weeks ago to appeal to him to help ensure that we have calm over Ramadan. We have seen an uptick in violence in Israel over the last couple of weeks. Again, this weekend with another, we call them Pigua, a terror attack in Jerusalem. A young man was out jogging on Saturday morning when he was stabbed, thank goodness only in light condition, by a Palestinian terrorist. The footage is available online to see. It's actually quite harrowing, and he was subsequently neutralized. But we have seen attempts to stab policemen yesterday in East Jerusalem. And we are concerned that we could see an uptick in violence. Last week for Purim, we didn't close the crossings from the West Bank into Israel for the first time in 5 years. And we really hope that there will be measures in place to ensure that we don't see any kind of violence during the upcoming festivals.
Well, I don't think anybody really looks forward to violence. We don't have a whole lot of time left.
I've just got a question, Rolene. There's no point. I mean, we've got 30 seconds. But tomorrow, can we maybe just look at the connection between terror in Israel and Ramadan? It doesn't make sense for me. Would that be okay?
You know, I love a homework assignment, Kathy.
Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much for your time. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow afternoon.